Hi everyone, I'm Brad Guys.
And I'm Adam Pringer.
And we are Fanboys. Welcome to episode 6. How you doing, Adam?
Good. I'm doing good.
That's cool. What'd you get into this week, man?
This 3 days of week.
And I thought we weren't going to highlight that.
Highlight what? That we only have a podcast 3 days ago?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I won't talk about that. I played Monster Hunter. Only thing really notable about that is... one of my friends rebought a Wii so that he could play Monster Hunter, and he's enjoying it a lot. He sent me a text earlier today that said he was addicted.
Yeah, so, he seemed to be digging it last night when we were playing.
So I'm just glad that, you know, something that I think, you know, it's a game I think the Wii needed, and I'm glad to see it's bringing people back to the system.
Yep. Yeah, I've actually met a couple randos online that said, I bought a Wii just to play this. And then I've also met some people that said Wii's their primary system, so well, kind of goes both ways.
I just, you know, it's nice. Mario Galaxy, fantastic game, but this is something, or, you know, Monster Hunter is something that you can continuously go back to.
Yeah, for sure.
Has really long legs as far as playability. It's got a lot of replay value, is what they like to say in the biz, which is, I think, is a dumb term. but it's nice to have something that you can just go back to, kind of the way people, you know, the system needs something like that.
It's got that MMO structure. There's not anything like that on the other systems either, though. I mean, of course there is on PSP because that's where the game originated from, but
actually, I'd been meaning to ask you. At this point, now that you've played it, would you pay for another one?
Well, it all depends. Is it true that they get to have 10 people online, as opposed to our 4?
That's because of WeSpeak, I've heard. That's not because of them paying it. It's because the amount of bandwidth taken up by WeSpeak was allocated from some of that.
Okay. Well, since I kind of think that WeSpeak is a bust on this particular game, if we could have their version, I would pay for it monthly.
Okay. I mean, there was a lot of harping them to get WeSpeak into it, so they put it in and they took stuff out, and I think it would have been cool if they could have had bigger rooms.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I'd actually prefer it over having WeSpeak.
Yep, I agree. We have, you know, just our regulars are playing now. We've got to be up to 8 or 9 people, and it sucks that we have to have 2 rooms going. And, you know, I always have people going, come over here. And I'm like, nah, I'm trying to play with him. And
so maybe once Wii 2, Wii HD, whatever the hell, whatever it's called, hopefully it has some kind of devoted speak system. I don't mind if it uses the same kind of room mic situation, but if it has something that's more devoted, where you can run it while running other games and stuff.
Yeah, it runs in the background as opposed to being built into specific games.
Yeah, you know, if it can just... Because, I mean, you can get pretty decent quality on it, but once you start running it during a game or something, it doesn't seem to hold up very well.
Well, it's good in Animal Crossing, and I've had no issues with Conduit. It's just Monster Hunter. I don't know what it is, and it depends on who we're playing with. Like, you and me usually sound okay, but then we'll play for a boy, and it sounds like he's playing in an airport terminal, man. It echoes nonstop.
That's something I think it's on him, but I mean, honestly, but I think, I don't know what I think. Where was I going? I think that it just needs, I was going to say that even when we're doing just the We Speak channel, there's just too much of a delay between the conversations, and it just carries over into other games. So it may still work okay, but
yeah. I hear what you're saying. Maybe I'm trying to be a little apologetic for it, you know, because I want it to work well. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it has major issues.
Yeah. And I don't think that the times where it's okay makes up for those major issues.
Yep, I see your point. I guess I agree with you. I'll have to stop being such a blind homer.
And sorry if I'm being a little distant right now, but I was actually trying to download Topsy Turvy Strike Back.
Is that the second one?
Yeah. I know that you'd mentioned that it was only 200 points, so I'm downloading it.
Cool. Yeah, definitely let me know what you think about it.
Mario 2 guys throwing weird balls of water into a something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, but doesn't that make you want to play Mario 2 even more when you see
it? It does, but it doesn't make as much sense to me as the downloading thing for the Wii.
Which one? The fireball one or the swimming one?
I've never seen the swimming one. I would just like to point that out.
I've seen it one time, and I lost my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I've downloaded a fair amount of stuff. I've never seen it. The only one I ever get is, I get two. I get either little Mario running and hitting the blocks, or I get adult Mario running and hitting the blocks. That's all I ever get.
So you've never gotten Luigi either?
Maybe. I'm colorblind, so I can't really tell.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I apologize.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
So
all I've been playing, really.
Yeah, me too. It's been all Monster Hunter. I did just want to mention one thing, though, and maybe most people might know this by now, but since I've been farming so much lately, just like you, I decided it'd be best if I could figure out the quickest way to get it done. And I put a timer on, and I started at 1 minute and then moved up to 2 minutes to see how long it would take for the half a day cycle to go. And I clocked it at exactly 2 minutes. That was the quickest that it would flip. So now I go out to the woods, and I stand there and I put a timer on my phone, and when 2 minutes hits, I go back into the village and it's nighttime. So just a little tip for people getting down on Monster Hunter to want to, you know, speed up the process. And besides that, I just played all the same games I play every week. Projectile and a little more Bookworm. Played some more of Metal Torrent. Still good. And I think that's about it. So I guess we'll go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're getting into, I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff about E3. Be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to get into E3 a little bit. figured we'd start out by talking about last year's press conference, which was pretty good in my opinion. I don't know how you felt about it, Adam.
It was better than years before. E3's slowly gotten better.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Although I didn't have a huge issue with the ones before. I mean, it wasn't like amazing. Like last year, there were so many different announcements. It was hard. You know, it's gonna be hard to top it this year.
Okay, so I was really. I liked last year's a lot, but I have to say, when I saw that trailer for Metroid Other M, I pretty much knocked my table over.
Yeah, I lost my mind. I almost crashed my truck off the road.
You were watching while you were driving?
No, when I heard about it, I apologize. I didn't see the trailer, just the announcement alone, because I really like Team Ninja a lot. So just them working on anything Nintendo, at first off, is a shocker to me.
Yeah.
Even though they had made the DS Ninja Gaiden. But besides that, it was just crazy, man. I don't even know how to describe it. I just went crazy.
I was watching the trailer and I couldn't tell if it was something for Sin and Punishment, maybe, because it was some woman who I really didn't recognize as being Samus.
And then yeah, that's true. She did look a lot different.
Well, she was younger, had like shorter hair. I couldn't tell at first, but once I could realize what it was, my mind was blown.
Definitely.
I was really excited about it.
I'm still really excited about
it. Yeah, I mean, it's not out yet, so we still have that to look forward to.
For sure.
What else was there? Two Mario games?
Two Mario games, and, you know, New Super Mario Brothers is great.
Yeah, that was...
Galaxy's great, even though I haven't played it yet. I've seen enough on it to know it's pretty awesome.
That was really impressive. They're like, oh, here's an old school side-scrolling platform Mario game. You know, and everyone's thinking, awesome. It looked cool. And then they whipped out another Mario Galaxy game and something that wasn't really expected.
Right. Remember, they fooled us with New Super Mario Bros. Wii 2 because they didn't reveal the multiplayer right away. As soon as they showed that, I was like, oh, game of the year.
Yeah, and it is a really good game, and it sold insanely well.
For sure.
There was the vitality sensor that they kind of showed off and then basically said, wait till next E3 before you see anything that has to do with this.
Yeah, and I'm skeptical about that. I have some ideas of ways it could be kind of cool, but I honestly don't know what they're going to do with it.
I'm thinking maybe not so much game related. I mean, you could use it for games, but I think it's going to be more so, even more in the direction of non-game than Wii Fit, honestly.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, a thing I thought they could use it for would be kind of maybe have a game with lie detection based around it.
They could. I mean,
I don't know how you'd actually turn that into a game, Adam, but I thought that would be pretty cool as just like a feature.
Maybe if they make another Eternal Darkness game, that'd be cool.
Yeah, they could go all out on it if they had the vitality sensor.
I think I've seen a couple of different sources talking about how that would be cool. So, but who knows? What else did they talk about back then?
Was that when they announced Style Savvy?
That is when they announced Style Savvy.
I know, I was excited.
Well, yeah. It looks like a good game. I mean, when you compare it to some of the other games that girls that like fashion have available to them on the DS.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I've seen screenshots of some of those games, and they're awful looking.
There was WarioWare DIY, which they finally announced as being a title that was coming out here.
Which I still haven't played.
It's good.
I'll have to take your word on it. I'll get it eventually. It's just no time.
And Xenoblade under its old name was also shown there.
Which is looking pretty cool.
Yeah, it came out recently and yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, for sure. I actually wasn't following it at all. You turned me on to it, but I'll probably get it. It looks pretty fun.
It's my whole goal to turn people onto games that they weren't originally looking into.
Yeah, that's why we do this.
Oh, yeah. trying to think if there's anything else talked about then.
I mean, they definitely mentioned other things. It's hard to remember back that far, though. I mean, it was a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, they did announce the DSi Mario vs. Donkey Kong game.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was, and that I definitely got excited about that. I bought that day one. That's a really good game.
I never played any other one, so I wasn't terribly excited about it, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, and this one's, I mean, I think it's a lot like the second DS, which I didn't play that one. I had the first one for the, was it for the GBA, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, I played a lot of that one, but they're not that similar to each other. They mix it up. It used to be about getting the minis to follow you along,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the newer ones are all about just the minis.
Well, so it's like Lemmings, right?
Yeah, the newer ones are pretty much like Lemmings, and it's pretty cool. It's really cute because, you know, they have everybody in the newer ones, so they have like Donkey Kong and Toad and Peach, and you know, they're all little wind-up toys.
Is Pamela in that at all?
Negative.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was thinking she was.
Not to my knowledge. I did not finish every level, though. I got through the first tier of stuff, but then it gets into, like, plus levels, and there's, like, these dark versions of the levels. It's got a lot going on with it for a download. It's a pretty big file. I think it's like 170 blocks, mm-hmm. so it takes up a lot of room. I keep trying to not delete it, but I'm getting so close. I'm running out of room. I just have to kind of systematically delete stuff lately just to get things.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they'll announce that this year, that we're going to get the WiiWare treatment on the DSi.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It'd be a dream come true for me personally.
I guess since we kind of went over everything with the first one, do you want to just go into predictions?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's stuff we hope to see because, I mean, honestly, what do we really know?
We don't know anything, but we can kind of make educated guesses.
Yeah, for sure.
One of which would be, it would be amazing if you could play DSi games off of the SD card.
Yeah, that would be great. When did they announce? Did they announce that for the Wii during?
They did, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but how long? That took 3 years, so.
Yeah, but see, maybe they have a better learning curve now. I don't know.
Right. I mean, here's my school of thought, though. With the 3DS so close, man, I kind of think they're putting a lot of DSi stuff on the back burner. I mean, it's like we've said before. It's going to sell either way, DSi or DS Lite, and it's like, I don't think they're going to be developing too hard for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they've already moved on.
Well, there you go. The DS is supposed to be at E3. So they'll probably be talking that up. Hopefully it has some kind of connectivity to the existing DSiWare shop.
It better.
I mean, we can all dream that somehow they'll have some interconnectivity between that and the Wii. That'd be pretty good.
More so than what they've done with the DS.
I'm in connection to the DS, the 3DS information that they'll be giving out. My guess would be that I still think that the new Pokemon game is going to be compatible with it. Just based on the screenshots I've seen for Pokemon, I think that'll be one of the games they talk about as kind of being a cross between the DS to the 3DS.
And yeah. Oh, you think it's going to be kind of the color thing with like Silver and Gold back in the day?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Be playable on both, but better features on the 3DS.
Yeah, just like from looking at the screenshots for Pokemon Black and White, it looks like you could easily turn that into a 3D game. Based on the fact that it's the first one that's in 3D, and the weird camera angle they have with the battle system now, it would be amazing in 3D, and I think it would work well with what they have going on with it already.
And maybe I'm wrong, but even screenshots of the environments, it looked like they panned it down a little bit, and it's even more 3D than, I mean, Platinum and Soul Silver and Soul and Heart Gold have a lot of that 3D environment in them, but it looks like they even went a little bit farther with this next one.
Most definitely. I should not try and drink while podcasting. Do you have any other things that you think may be showing up?
That's the thing. I don't really have predictions. I just have, like, I think, you know, I'm pretty sure Zelda's going to be there. Is it going to be playable? I doubt
maybe.
It. Maybe.
It should be pretty far along in development.
I think we'll at least get to see gameplay footage as opposed to last year where we didn't get to see anything. I don't think it's just going to be, you know, like a trailer and it's like, okay, well, wait till later. Because I actually think Zelda's going to come out at the end of the year. That's my prediction. So I might be off with that too. Nintendo has a weird release schedule with their big titles nowadays. It's usually like mid-year. So maybe it'll be next summer, but I think it's going to come out at the end of the year. So what do you think, Adam?
I really don't think that the U.S. will be seeing Zelda this year. I think that maybe Japan will, but due to translating, we'll probably see it early next year.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd be pretty amazing if they came out at the same time. I don't see it happening either.
Yeah, nice ending to a already pretty fantastic year, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
After Iwata said that it was coming out this year and then Nintendo kind of backtracked from that, I have a feeling that that was kind of due to the fact that it was looking as though Japan would be seeing a release for it, but not us. That's just my opinion on the subject.
Yep. So, I was thinking maybe to move on, maybe a new Super Mario Brothers. Probably not another Wii one, but you don't think they would launch a 3DS with one of those? I mean, be a guaranteed seller. Or...
Yeah, it definitely would. I mean, we've got to hear something about games. That would be pretty fantastic.
I mean, I saw some rumor that Nintendo gave the okay for third parties to show what they've been working on the 3DS.
Oh.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was tagged rumor, but I did see that. I'm assuming we're definitely going to see some other games besides what Nintendo's got. You know those kits are out there because we've heard the rumors about it being a lot like GameCube kits.
Yeah, I saw that EA was talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the head of EA said he saw it already. So,
well, I'm hoping maybe they'll just port everything from Virtual Boy over to the DS.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, maybe see an unreleased 3D Star Fox game. Because I think a game like Star Fox would work really well with 3D.
I think that making another Star Fox game, period, would work really well.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting for a co-op Star Fox game.
Man, that would be so awesome.
Agreed. Do you have any crazy predictions? Or on the fringe, maybe?
I mean, we keep hearing about Kid Icarus. I would give it maybe a 2% chance of maybe finally showing itself.
2%, yeah. I think that I wrote down that we'll see a return of a classic. Star Fox being something that I think is pretty likely. I was also thinking maybe something like Donkey Kong, and not Donkey Kong Country, but more a return to the original arcade-style Donkey Kong.
That'd be cool. It'd be cool if they'd remake Donkey Kong 94.
My theory behind that is that we've seen a lot of return to kind of a classic Nintendo feel and everything towards the Wii, at least.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's all Punch-Out was.
Yeah, and so I think that when they do come up with like a return to a classic, it won't be... I was thinking maybe not so much something that's more recent classic, like a Pikmin, which would be nice, but I'm thinking maybe something along the lines of NES era or around that time period. So Kid Icarus could fall in that line, but I'm thinking Donkey Kong, because they seem to be going with really strong classic stuff lately.
What about F-Zero?
F-Zero, you know, that could fit in there as well. That's less classic and less mainstream. Like, I think if people saw a sort of like a Donkey Kong game that would really capture the imagination of those people who gamed during the like arcade days and early NES days. I think they'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see that. I'm not even a huge classic Donkey Kong fan.
Neither am I, but I think if it was reworked with more modern controls, but had the same feel as an old one, that it would work really well. So that was one of my crazy predictions.
I'm not super crazy, but I'm thinking we're finally going to see Pikmin, I would hope.
Yeah, they've been teasing that for a while, so it
like
wouldn't be
years.
Too... Yeah. Which would be cool. I don't know if you saw those things about how they had trademarked something that kind of looked like Pikmin, but almost suggested that it would be for the DS.
Yeah, I mean, it would control great on the DS. It would be perfect for it.
With the stylus, definitely. So I wouldn't mind seeing a new Pikmin. I always like Pikmin, but it's always something that I haven't really gotten into. I was looking forward to the release of Pikmin 1 and 2 for Wii, and then we only got the first one.
Right. Hey, maybe they'll announce that at E3. They're finally bringing the second one over.
Maybe. I think they've kind of abandoned the whole new play control thing.
Well, I didn't buy any of them, so.
I rebought Donkey Kong Jungle Beat because I like that game so much.
If I didn't already own two bongos and both the games, I might have considered it. But, I mean, I have that, and I have the platformer one, too. For some reason, the names escape me at the moment.
The Jungle Beat, yeah.
Yep, I've got both the music ones and the platformer and two sets of bongos. And I don't really want to play that with motion controls, to be honest with you.
It actually works pretty well. My only issue with the remake for Jungle Beat was that they changed it to where you actually direct which direction you clap in instead of having it always be all around you. It really makes the collecting of the bananas more of a hassle than it was before, and thus I wasn't able to get into it as well. But I thought they did a good job of reworking the controls for the Wii Remote Nunchuck combo.
Well, personally for me, it's the bongos that makes that game so special. I mean, it's one of my favorite platformers. I've played through it probably four times now. It's a really fun game.
Yeah, it's a good team. They're the same team that worked on Galaxy 1 and 2.
Well, I'm not surprised it's so good then.
Yeah. I also think we'll maybe finally see something about this rumored Kirby GameCube than rumored Kirby Wii game.
The one that's been on the listing since the Wii came out.
Well, it was on GameCube listings. I'm assuming it's the same game. It could not be, but I'm assuming that it's the same thing. Kind of like how they reworked Paper Mario to the Wii from a GameCube game.
What about Canvas Curse 2?
Oh, I think I would go crazy.
Yeah,
especially
I'd lose
if
my
it
mind.
Was like 3DS Canvas Curse.
Actually, that could be really cool.
Yeah,
think about it. It could be really, really crazy. Like, there could be stuff you could go behind and like wrap around. It could be really crazy.
Oh man, I really haven't thought too much about 3DS and how it could be implemented with stuff. But
we don't really know anything. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how the 3D really will look or anything. But all these, it's going to be GameCube-esque graphics.
I don't know how we're going to be able to see how it looks when they show it at E3. You know what I mean? I mean, we're not really going to be able to see what they're trying to show us.
That's why I'm going to be pretty much waiting for more of like hands-on impressions and some of the demo units on the 3DS. They can show 3DS stuff and just turn the 3D off.
Mm.
And just kind of show us what it... They can basically show you it in 2D, and you can just pretend like you know what it would look like in 3D.
Like there's depth there.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I know what 3D looks like because I live in a 3D world. And and then we can finally be blown to smithereens when we actually see it in first person. It's kind of like the Wii effect. I knew the Wii was going to be awesome, but I really didn't understand how awesome it was going to be until I finally got my hands on a Wii remote and played something with it.
Yeah, it's true. You didn't know how it was going to feel. It's, you know, because it doesn't feel like anything else.
Yeah, so I think it's going to have a similar effect that the Wii did as far as its motion controls, but with the 3D instead.
I sure hope so.
I'm also kind of thinking that Tomodachi Collection game that's selling like hotcakes in Japan, I think they could show something about that in the U.S.
The one that uses the Miis and...
Yeah, it's kind of... I've heard it has a feel similar to Animal Crossing.
Right.
It's something that it's selling really well in Japan. I don't know why they wouldn't at least try and market it in the U.S. So that's something that I think could maybe be mentioned.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I also wrote down some of these Japanese titles. There's that one Norse mythology Sandlot game that I was excited about. I'm not sure if they're going to bring that over here. Pretty much anything that I'm concerned about them bringing over here, if it's not mentioned at this E3, it'll pretty much confirm that they're not bringing it over here.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So they've got stuff like Xenoblade and Last Story and that Zangeki game that also The Last Window, which is a sequel to Hotel Dusk. They haven't really said anything about that, so if they don't mention it here, that I can pretty much guarantee it's not coming out here.
What about, will we see Super Meat Boy, and will they finally give us a date?
I wonder if Meat Boy will be there at all. It'd be nice.
And will they be in the Nintendo booth and not on the other systems?
Well, I don't know. I think that if he has a booth, it'll be on his own. I'm not really sure how the booth situation works at E3. But I still wish that was an exclusive. Oh, I'm still going to play it on the Nintendo and show that my love.
Yep, definitely.
And it looks like I saw a screenshot for a parody of the Princesses and Other Castle scene in Meat Boy.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's going to have some pretty awesome Nintendo goodness, which I'm glad about. He's adding in basically parodies of stuff from classic video games to end levels with.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's already built into the game a kind of Ghost and Ghoul or Ghost and Goblins parody where the fetus guy swoops in and grabs Band-Aid Girl and takes her kind of like the bat thing in Ghosts and Goblins, and that was in the Flash version of the game.
Have you played that?
I've played it a little bit. I was trying with keyboard controls and I hate those, so I didn't play it very much.
Yeah, I'd rather just wait for the controller.
And that's pretty much what I did. It's like I didn't play Cave Story before it came out on WiiWare, so I'm waiting for it to come out on the Wii so I can play it then.
Waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, we waited a whole long time for Cave Story, so.
Do you think I forget the name, the Night game, do you think that'll be there?
I would like it to be. I'd like to see them actually start to get their stuff out. I know they had a lot on their plate even before Cave Story came out, so. And that Night Sky game definitely looks cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Physics-based platformer. Overall, I don't have. I mean, that's all the predictions I really had for what we could possibly be seeing. I'm sure there'll be something completely out of left field that'll put a huge smile on our face.
Yeah, for sure. There usually is. They always have something up their sleeve.
I think this year will be good overall for E3. Like you were mentioning before we start recording, Okamiden may be there from Capcom. I'd like to see some more on that. I love Okami.
Yep, definitely. That's a day one purchase for me. I can't wait.
That Ghost Trick may be there.
Yeah, I bet that'll definitely be there.
So, I'm trying to think of anything else that's non-Nintendo, but would be on a Nintendo platform that'll be there.
Conduit 2?
Oh, yeah. I mean, stuff that I care about.
Hey, I care about that, kind of.
I was so disappointed in Conduit that I am not even interested in any other games anymore.
I keep trying to get you to come back and play with us, though. I think you'd have more fun if you play with us.
I'd have to rebuy it.
I know.
I really don't want to. I'd rather just play Monster Hunter with you than.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Try and hop on that. Yeah, I mean, the grinder I'm no longer interested in, and even the Animales de Mortes game that they were working on. Since I haven't seen anything on it that's new, I really am not interested in that either.
I don't even know if they're still even making that game.
Yeah, they're pretty much.
What about, you think Shantae will be there?
Ooh. Yeah, I do, actually. And
yeah, I think so.
I know that there's supposed to be a Wii version of it as well, so maybe we'll see that.
Yeah, maybe I'll become a Shantae fan, because I've actually never played any of the other ones.
I've never played Shantae. It was the Game Boy Color game, and I really didn't play a lot of stuff on Game Boy Color. And plus, I probably would have seen it and completely disregarded it, because it would look like a dumb game. But
it's a Persia.
No, but I mean, the sprite work that that WayForward does is so good. I watched a Let's Play Shantae for a little while, and the game, for being on a Game Boy Color, looks outrageously good. It looks like an advanced game, almost.
Wow.
It's really good. So, just the sprite work alone and the movement that they portray in the sprites is so good that it really makes the game look better than it should, honestly. And the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say the same thing with their DSiWare game, Mighty Flip Champs. If you just like watch the sprites in that game, their subtle movements are so good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But where were you gonna go at?
I was gonna say it's been a while since we got a Castlevania on the DS. I wouldn't be surprised to see a new one of those.
Yes.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna be there, but I would say it's definitely a possibility.
See, I keep thinking about Canvas Curse now. Thank you very much.
So. I'm always thinking about Canvas Curse.
Kirby's my favorite game character of all time. So.
Really?
I kind of recently got interested in Squeak Squad. I had played like the first level of it and kind of dismissed it because I didn't like the bottom screen being some weird place to collect your items and stuff.
It's your tummy.
I know, and I kind of didn't like it, so I just dismissed it because I can easily dismiss games like that. Mm. But then I was recently using it to test the DS system. Because why not? And I just went to some random level and sucked up this rock guy and became this really cool rock Kirby that had a lot of weight. That it's not a power-up that's in any other Kirby. And just because of that, that made me want to get it. So as soon as I find a copy that has a good case and all the book and everything, I will buy it.
But yeah, I haven't played that one yet either. How about I'll get it too? We can play it together.
I have both the advanced games, and I have Superstar Ultra and Canvas Curse. And
you don't like the original?
I like the original. That's the first one I ever played. Well, okay, I don't like the Game Boy original.
Yeah, there you go. You like the NES.
For being a Game Boy game, it's pretty good, but it when you compare it to the NES game, it's kind of crappy.
It just doesn't have as much going on with it as the NES.
Yeah, there's like it doesn't have as a lot of the stuff that I have associated with being a Kirby game.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of power-ups, secret.
There's tons of secrets, but there's no power-ups.
Well, there's no. I haven't played it enough to know this, but in Kirby, there's a lot of secret endings to worlds that open up extra levels and stuff. That's
there's,
pretty cool.
in the Game Boy version, it's not different level. It's still, it's just got the set levels, but there's easier ways to get through them. There's, there'll be like secret rooms that you couldn't normally get to. It's just, it's more like a shortcut system as opposed to making a new path on the, it doesn't have an overworld map like
you did play. You did play Superstar, right? Or Superstar Ultra, one of those two?
Yeah, I've played those.
It pretty much feels like the first game in that.
Yeah, it it does. A little more fleshed out, though.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what it reminds me of. But that was a little off topic, I guess. But I love Kirby. I was trying to look at some of the games I have and see if there was anything that I could maybe guess. We'll see.
I don't know, man. We've guessed a lot of stuff. I think that's pretty good.
We'll definitely see Wii HD. Pactor told me 100 times.
He's been saying that for like 4 years, though. He was saying that before the Wii came out.
He's right. We're going to see it at this E3.
I don't think so.
Because that's what the hardcore wants.
I think we definitely got at least one more year left before they even, you know, even talk about that they've made. I mean, you know they've got something in the works, but
if they would have done a refresh like that where it was basically just the Wii but could output at a higher resolution, it would have needed to be a while ago. And now I'm going to wait till the next system comes out.
Yep, I'm with you.
And, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, but I'm gonna predict that at some point in the future, Nintendo will have a new console and they'll release it.
No way.
Yes.
You're crazy.
I know it's a little fringe, but that's what my guess is.
It's like how you hang it out there. You don't care what people think.
Oh, yeah. So I guess that's pretty much it for my predictions. I'm predicting that there will be something that I am not expecting, and I'll be really happy about it.
And I'm predicting that this E3 is going to be awesome. And with that, we'll go ahead and take a break and come back with Adam's News. We'll be right back.
sickness. With
hooray.
Me, Adam, the news guy. I thought I would kick it off awkwardly with some information about a fantastic new color coming to the DSi that no one will buy because they're all waiting for the 3DS. We're apparently getting a midnight blue color, which I guess is just the regular blue that Japan's getting, but we're calling it midnight blue because that sounds cooler. And we'll be getting that on July 11th.
And now, can you describe what it looks like? Because I actually haven't seen pictures.
Okay, so it's... To me, it looks, and you know, I'm colorblind, so take this with a grain of salt. But to me, it looks like a slightly darker version of what a normal person would call blue. It's like normal blue color.
Okay, so it's not quite navy. What would you say, like maybe in between?
Somewhere in between there, but it looks pretty much like a blue color. And if you haven't seen the new DSi XL colors, they all come with like a base color, and then around the edges, if it's closed, around the edges, it looks like it's a black color.
Oh, cool.
For whatever reason. So it kind of...
the XL does have that two-tone thing going on. It's got
it's not quite that, but it's similar to that.
Okay.
So it has like a little black border around it if it's closed. And then the rest of it's all that whatever color it is. So we'll be getting a blue one, which I guess, you know, finally people who aren't grandmas and grandpas can have a cool-looking DSi XL.
I like the wine color. It's not bad.
I like both of them, but this is a little hipper. It's a little more street. You can listen to your hip hops and your alternative rocks with this one, I guess.
Your emos.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit more emo than the wine color. Let's put it that way. Which is a terrible way to describe it. There's also an awesome new Kingdom Hearts game coming out for the DS, apparently. I was expecting it to be coming out on the PS3, but apparently Kingdom Hearts is now a handheld-only platform, which I guess makes sense based on the fact that Japan loves their handhelds way more than they like consoles.
Yep, so, they're just like me.
Yeah, exactly. You're pretty much... Japanese people are pretty much copying off of you.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Like, What's Brad Guy's doing these days? And then that's what they do. So they're going to start wearing cool hats all the time and wearing slippers everywhere.
Hey, I don't do that anymore. It's flip-flop season, man. It's summer.
And meanwhile, if they're copying me, they'd be wearing goulashes everywhere and looking ridiculous, which is something I don't actually do.
And Katamari t-shirts.
Well, I do that all the time. But it's going to be called Recoded. I don't know anything about it. It'll probably be really emo, so you can play it in your new XL.
You think they'll have a big key in it?
Maybe. I think that's something that is in most of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Sweet.
What I'm hoping for is that it's actually a card game and that nobody likes it. Just like the Game Boy game. The Game Boy Advance game. That one was called The remake of Chain of Memories was called Re-Chain of Memories. I don't know why they have an obsession with this whole re-thing going on with their games, but whatever. It's Kingdom Hearts. Go buy it. You'll like it anyway.
We won't buy it, but you go buy it.
Yeah. You, the Kingdom Hearts fan, go buy it. And I guess the only other thing that is news-related is... Who was it in Namco that said this?
It was their VP. I don't have
the
name.
Okay, so their vice president was complaining about the lack of quality on the DSi service and then kind of spread that into the overall lack of quality on the Nintendo Wii and the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, which, you know, we've heard that a million times from everybody.
I mean, I'm not going to say that there isn't a lot of poor quality games on the system, on either one of those systems. But
there's a lot of poor quality games on all systems.
Well, there's a poor quality on, yes, all systems. I mean, if you want to look at everything that's available for the PC, for instance, there's a ton of crap that nobody wants to play on any system you could list. But that's not to say that there's a lack of quality on the DS or the Wii. Or that the average quality for it's bad because you've got, I don't know, Nintendo making games for each one of those systems, trying to drag up the rest of the crap and maybe saying, hey, we can make good games, why don't you?
Yeah, exactly. They'll actually invest the time and develop it. They still have the best polished games out of everything, in my opinion. PC, exactly. All the other consoles. I mean, nothing can hold a candle to their polish, their design. In my opinion, of course, but that's how I feel about it.
I feel the same way. So it's nothing really to say it's a fault of Nintendo, but maybe companies like Namco should probably be worrying about making better quality games for Nintendo platforms.
Oh, they got to make Soul Calibur Legends 2 and that nobody will buy because it's awful, and it's like they just put that thing together on a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I want to play Tales of Graces, which is a Tales game that Namco obviously has no interest in releasing in the U.S., I heard that it was going to be recalled in Japan for some major issue that they could have probably put more effort into the game and not had that. I will say the game looks really good, and from all accounts I've heard it is a good game, but if it's going to have major issues that need to be recalled, then I don't know where they're going to be talking about quality.
Yeah, but the hardcores will complain that the Wii should be able to be updated. Which
the Wii was updated.
I disagree with that. I think people should put out good games, and they should do the proper Q&A and make sure they work properly.
Oh, you mean that way? Like,
yeah,
patching crappy games.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excuse to put out, you know, poor titles, man, that they don't put real effort into because they go, we'll just fix it later.
Yeah, and I think that game companies are becoming way too handicapped by that situation where most games now, it seems like, come out broken and then they're fixed later on.
And it's a joke. It's not fair. I mean, we're shelling out $50-$60 for these games, and they come out, we're getting like half a game. That, you know, it's just, you know, put the time into it and actually develop it properly.
I mean, I even think that I saw something that someone from EA said that the games they release are half done when they're made.
Yeah, see, that's a joke,
which is completely ridiculous. But I mean, I would say that yes, there are games like Game Party that come out on the Wii that are really not that good of games, and somehow people buy some of them. But that's nothing that hasn't happened on any other system and won't continue to happen
in history. I mean,
yeah.
People forget how there. You ever look at the NES lineup? There's tons of crappy games in there.
And that even had quality control where you could only release so many games per year on.
Yep, and they still put out some poopy titles.
I mean, yeah, it helps keep some of the riffraff out, but it didn't stop it altogether. And,
right, and it's not Nintendo's job, honestly, to make sure these games are made properly. I mean, they put out the hardware. They put out the same. I mean, there's lots of overlapping titles on the other consoles. You know, they're crap on the Wii, and they're crap on that system, too. They just have, you know, they're just, the graphics are a little shinier. They still
they're
suck.
Nicer looking crap, basically. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why people complain about certain things, but whatever. You know, I buy games that I like. I've got a lot of Wii games. I've got a pretty decent amount of DS games. I don't see an issue with quality.
Yep, I agree.
And I think the main thing that stemmed from the VP talking about it was stemmed around the DSi service, in which they were complaining about quality on that initially. And I know that Namco has a couple of games on there, and I'm sure they haven't sold as well as they'd like them to. But some of them aren't all that good, honestly.
There's a lot of really good DSi games. I don't know why people say that, you know, I hear all the time on podcasts, there's nothing good on DSi. It's just not true. I'm constantly having to delete games to fit other games in because there's so many good games.
I don't need two, three games every week to download.
Yeah, we'll go
satisfy. Exactly, and I will never play any of them. I'll always be distracted by something new that's coming out, you know. Give me a game every month or two, and that I like, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I kind of like how I'm sorry. I kind of like how Japan does it, how they release a huge chunk at once, as opposed to weekly.
I didn't know that's how they did that.
I'm pretty sure.
But I mean, in the past couple of weeks, I've downloaded two relatively good games, and this topsy-turvy game that I tried out, and I'm not sure I was doing it correctly. I died, but...
Did you hold it upside down?
I did hold it upside down. It's a little weird. I'll figure it out, but I downloaded Xscape not too long ago. That's a really good game. I'd recommend going and getting that. I downloaded Photo Dojo for free, I'd like to point out, and that's pretty freaking fun.
Yeah, it's a crazy game. The interface is really good.
Yeah, and I mean, me and some other guys were making a character using just pictures of people we could find randomly and made the most ridiculous character ever, and it was hilarious, and we were having a great time. And for something that, do you know how much you're going to be selling that for?
I heard 200.
Okay, so for 200 points, or for free if you downloaded it early, you can get something that is providing fun, which is all games are really supposed to be about.
Yeah, it seems like people forget that.
So, I don't know what the dealio is. And I still, you know, I still want to go back and play some Box Life, folding up boxes.
I play it all the time. It's been a little while, but so I touch it at least once a month for sure.
What?
Okay, moving on.
So, with that, yeah, so I think with that we should probably end this
section. Oh, go ahead and take a break. Come back to Benjamin's. Thank you. games you've been sleeping on. Our game this week is Chibi Robo.
Chibi Robo. It's something that I recently bought. I kind of wanted to get it during when it first came out, but that was when I was really poor and didn't have a job, probably. So I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I've never played it. My only experience with Chibi is Captain Rainbow, because he's one of the characters you have to save in that game.
Well, I'm glad he was saved, because he's pretty cool. I was waiting to get it for new play control for the Wii that came out in Japan. I was expecting it to come out here, and it never did.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally broke down and bought it for the GameCube really cheap, because people are sleeping on it. Not a lot of people are playing it. But it's basically you control a little robot. Somebody in this family, you live in this house, and it's somebody's birthday, and you are a present for this girl's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically are a little robot that takes care of the house. So you start off, you come out of your little robot ship, and you're cleaning up little crumbs of cookies and stuff and throwing them away and getting points for that. And you find a toothbrush and you use that to clean up little dog prints when he's running around. And you basically get points for these, and then you can like level up your Chibi Robo, and you're basically trying to become the best Chibi Robo ever. And the way the gameplay works is you're kind of in this house, and you're running around, and you've got to watch your power level. Because if you run out of power, I'm not really sure what happens because I haven't let that happen. But you can run out of power, so you got to go run to a plug-in and plug yourself in and charge up again. And you only have a limited amount of time where you can run around and get points or explore new areas of the house that you haven't been to. And it's kind of cool because you can climb up stuff or pull out shelves to hop onto desks and then get up into like higher areas in the house, which are more difficult. Mm-hmm. But once you unlock a certain number of points, you can somehow extend the day by buying something in your little main hub where you sleep.
Is it a flux capacitor?
No, I don't know what the heck. I don't want to begin to explain why it extends the day, but it does. And it's beneficial to probably get that first as one of your upgrades, because there's different things you can buy to upgrade the game, basically. But, you know, buying that to enable you to have longer days will let you explore more so you can find new areas. It's a weird system that you'll play during the day, and then it'll end it into your play session. It'll calculate what points you got for the trash you threw away.
Okay.
And then it'll go into a night mode where you're playing during the night when everyone's sleeping. And it's kind of open world feeling where, you know, during the day there's different things going on than during the night. So everyone's sleeping, but certain like toys are alive during the night. And so you can talk to them. One of the things that I did early on is I talked to this really buff, almost Captain Rainbow looking kind of guy, but he's like a little robot toy. Mm. And he taught me this move that he knows. I guess he's based on a TV show that's in the game, so he's kind of like Buzz Lightyear in that aspect. But he teaches you this move that only he knows, and you get like this helmet from him, so you kind of look like him. And then you go do that in front of this other toy that has a crush on him. And then she runs away because she's all nervous to be talking to you because she thinks you're this other dude. And that opens up the kitchen, which is where I pretty much stopped from when I was exploring the kitchen. And I honestly wasn't really expecting that. I didn't realize that I'd be exploring the whole house. I thought it would be littler areas diverging off of this main living room area, but I'm guessing at some point I'll unlock bedrooms and maybe like an attic area. So I don't know how big this house is, but it seems a little bit more open than I was originally expecting.
Sounds interesting.
And the art style is really cool. there's some inconsistency with the amount of detail on some of the things. Like, Chibi-Robo is a pretty simple character, just like a metal robot, but he has this little TV thing that floats around with him, and I feel like there's a little bit too much detail in him and maybe not enough detail in the human characters. And I get that you're not really dealing with the human characters a whole lot, but like the textures on their face are kind of a bit pixelated for a GameCube game. I think a GameCube game can look a little
maybe
bit better.
Maybe they're supposed
than
to be more like environmental pieces. They don't want you to focus on them.
I guess. And the family kind of does play a role in what's going on sometimes. But I kind of get that. But I do feel like maybe their faces could look a little bit better. Like, their hands are blocks, kind of a little bit more detailed than some of the stuff from the 64 days, but they're not like overly detailed, and it's kind of a stylized look. And so I get what they're kind of going on, but if you look at the amount of detail that's on this little TV guy, it seems like it's maybe too much in comparison to that. That was my only thought on that situation. But I mean, overall, it looks pretty cool. It kind of reminds me of the Katamari series. I guess for a couple of reasons. One, it's really weird and goofy. And then two, because of the scale that you're at, it kind of reminds me of some of the earlier levels in that game, although you're doing a completely different thing. But the mere fact you're running around a house and you're small, and you're climbing up little like folded over books to get up into like some higher place on a bookshelf. It reminds me of that.
You're kind of doing the opposite of what you do in Katamari if you think about it.
Well, sort of. I mean, I get that you're messing stuff up and picking, but you are kind of cleaning up the area when you're playing Katamari, and this is kind of focused around cleaning up as well. Although you're not becoming a super giant robot that is stealing people's houses and stuff. I still, a little off topic of Chibi-Robo, I still wish that they would have made a Katamari for the Wii with motion controls. Kind of like hold a Wii remote, like two Wii remotes, and kind of do like a tractor thing.
They have that one. They have Katamari for the DSi, where it still hasn't come out over here, has it?
But it's a puzzle game.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's not, something,
and it hasn't come out here. Probably won't come out here because of how concerned Namco is about quality of the DSi service. Namco does have a game called The Munchables that is kind of like Katamari. If we're, that's another game you'd be sleeping on. I could go into more detail on that some other time, but Chibi-Robo is something that definitely is a worthwhile. It's first party Nintendo. I guess it's made by who is it that makes?
That makes Chibi? I'm not sure.
And Captain Rainbow, is that Sing?
That sounds right. Hold on, I'll find my copy. Go ahead and keep filling while I look.
I'm trying to. So I'm gonna fill the podcast.
I need the one
with
Japanese writing
stuff.
Here it is.
Yeah. Okay. So now that I've accidentally done an excellent job of filling up that space, and you're looking up the game, I'm pretty sure that it's Sing. I just want to point that out. And I'm actually
Sing sounds
to
right, but there's nothing on this box that's.
So it's done by Sing, and if we're wrong, we can always apologize later. This is why no one listens to our podcast, by the way, because we're so unprofessional.
Don't say it.
I might as well start burping and farting on the podcast.
Look, I don't care if they don't listen to that. I don't want to listen to that.
Well. We're not on Smell-O-Vision.
That's true.
So yeah. So I can do that as much as I want. and then I can have my little Chibi-Robo clean up all my mess, on spilling my sodas and stuff all over the place. Apparently, I'm looking at the back of the box, and apparently you can start to fight bugs with some kind of gun, which looks awesome. And also, he cooks. So, I've really only scratched the surface of this game, and I already like it a lot. I would recommend, if you find a copy for real cheap, why not pick it up? You can play it on your Wii. Or if you still have your GameCube hooked up like I do, you can play it on your GameCube.
Or you can grab the DS version. I'm sure you can still find that.
Yeah, there is the Park Patrol game. I'm not sure how good that one is, but...
The Walmart exclusive.
It was a Walmart exclusive, so...
See, now, how can I remember that, but then I can't remember the name of the Donkey Kong games?
King of Swing?
I have the Japanese version of that game.
You do?
Yeah, I
never
it.
Played those. I just want another Donkey Kong Country, kind of.
That'll be a game we're sleeping on at a future show.
Oh, you know, it's not Sing, it's Skip. I'm an idiot.
They're the ones that make Pictobits and stuff like that, right?
Sing is the one that makes a lot of the art style games, but I don't know.
No, it's Skip. Skip made Box Life and Pictobits.
Okay, so I want to apologize for a couple of things right now. First of all, I've been drinking and I'm drunk right now. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And then two, I wanted to bring up something that happened in our last podcast. While I was doing the news, I think it was while I was doing the news, you could hear a dog yelping in the background. I just want to point out that I do illegal dog fighting, and that was one of my dogs. And they were just sad because I haven't fed them in 10 days.
You got to keep them hungry. You got to be hungry for the fight.
Well, they were hungry for the fight, and plus the last fight they did was terrible.
I'd like to say I was surprised that it wasn't one of my dogs.
Oh, well.
They're noisy.
We will have to have our dogs fight each other sometime.
Get
them a little octagon. We'll get them a little octagon UFC ring for them. My dogs know Taekwondo and also some wrestling moves. I don't know what fighting style your dogs use. I don't know anything about the UFC.
So anyway, Chibi Robot sounds pretty cool, man. I'll probably go ahead and look for it.
You should. You can pick it up at your local Game-O-Plex, I'm sure.
Ever get any used copies in at your establishment?
My unnamed establishment, I usually don't have copies of it. I was actually lucky to find such a good copy. It even has the register code with it, which is pretty impressive. So it's probably not insanely easy to find, but I guess you could check the things like the eBays or the...
Amazon Marketplace.
Or what is that place called? Steve's List or... Clark List, something like that. You can probably check it on there too. I guarantee you it's going to be really cheap because it's not a game that everybody is going to like, but if you're somebody who likes these niche titles, it'll be something you'll dig.
Here we go. From $25 to $10 used on eBay.
Okay, there you go. That's pretty reasonable for a game that still holds up pretty well to like other Wii games. So
definitely.
Yeah. Let's close this up.
All right, cool. So where can people find you at, Adam?
Find me on Twitter, iDrawRobots. Also at WordPress, iDrawRobots as well. You can hit me up, tell me you're following me. I'll have to get some of my Twitter people to start listening to this. I'll have to harp them about it because I have a decent amount of followers because I am hilarious. So I'll have to bug them about doing that so we can get some more listeners and some more feedback.
Cool. Wink. And you can find me on YouTube, Bastion Ninja, all one word. Or you can find us here, and you can email us at wrfcast@gmail.com, wrfcast@gmail.com, and please subscribe to the show and leave feedback on iTunes. That helps. And by the way, I submitted us for Zune, so I have not gotten confirmation, but hopefully it'll be on that marketplace as well.
I will say, if you're going to send us something, we can take questions too. I mean, we'd like feedback in general, but if you want to ask us what our favorite color is, it used to be orange. It's probably like green now, by the way. But if you want to ask us questions about what our favorite games are, what do we think of whatever.
Some topics you'd like to hear.
Yeah, if you want to.
Games we've been sleeping on that we.
Yeah, if you want to point that out. So feel free to any kind of feedback. I don't want to get anything from princes from Africa looking for us to help them with their money situation. I'm also not looking to get any bigger. I play Mario games, so I've got my mushrooms to take care of that.
So no pyramid schemes, basically.
Yes, unless it's a reference to The Office, and then I'm down with that.
Cool. All right. Hope everybody has a good week, and we'll see you next week.